Ideal Audiobooks presents The Red Umbrella by Cristina Diaz Gonzalez, narrated by Kyla Garcia. Chapter 1. Castro rules out elections in Cuba. The New York Times, May 2, 1961. I watched as a white heron circled the beach and then headed north toward the open waters of the tropics. The lone bird flapped its wings, gradually disappearing into the pink and orange-streaked sky. It was time for us to go, too. "Pack it up, Frankie. It's getting late," I said. Frankie threw his small fishing net into the rolling surf.
"Come on, Lucia. A few more minutes. We don't even have school tomorrow."
I sighed and leaned back on my towel. Frankie was right. There was no need to rush home. Since all the private schools had been closed and the public schools were being reevaluated, who knew when classes would start again? I was growing tired of constantly hearing about the revolution, but I privately thanked Castro for postponing my algebra test. I closed my eyes and imagined old Señora Cardosa, our eighth-grade teacher, being questioned by one of the new government officials. The poor woman would probably be so flustered that she'd pass out. Then I thought of Manuel, who sat two rows ahead of me in algebra class. With his light brown hair and green eyes, he was definitely the cutest boy in class. Maybe that's why I couldn't concentrate on anything.